Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. I'm here in our operations area, Miami, Florida. The official clock, 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock Central. Let's get the latest information on Hurricane Sally. The wind 85 miles an hour, moving northwest at 2 miles an hour. I mean, look at this radar right here. You can definitely see where the center is right around this area. We can see some of that convection rotating right around the eye of this hurricane. Really close, just off the coast near Buras, Boothville, at the mouth of the Mississippi River, just towards the east of there. They're moving so slow. So as a result, all these rain bands also not moving very fast at all. I mean, the actual individual storms are moving fast, but the actual areas are not. So some of the same areas getting more and more rainfall and the possibility of tornadoes as well. And it's interesting to look at how much moisture that we still have to deal with a slow storm. If we back this out a little bit, you can see how large some of these rain bands are stretching out to the central portions of the Gulf of Mexico. All that moisture and all those storms have yet to rotate around Hurricane Sally. So a lot of moisture, and that's going to cause quite a bit of impact when it comes to the rainfall and these moisture and these rain bands. So the latest forecast here, you can see where the tropical storm force winds extending out about 125 miles from the center. So it's important not to look just at that center point, but look at the impacts well beyond that. But slow system. I mean, this is 10 o'clock Central. Let's go forward in time overnight tonight. Tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, we're still right here, and then 7 p.m. on Wednesday, Thursday morning, Friday morning. So it's going to take a long time. So you talk about, you know, from now through the end of the week on Friday, moving northward and eventually northeast through Alabama and getting into Georgia as well. So that's plenty of time to dump a lot of rainfall, have the winds, and also time to pile up the storm surges. We're sitting off the coast at only 2 miles an hour. Let's look at some of the rainfall impacts. A large amount of rain, dangerous amount of rain, flash flooding, dangerous for travel along I-10, I-65 in Alabama. These are very dangerous areas where you're going to start seeing some of that rain pile up with time. We saw that on the radar, all the rain associated with Sally. But look at these totals, 15 to 20 inches of rain possible right there in coastal Alabama, but also over towards the Florida Panhandle as well. So a large area of 10 to 15 inches of rain. Could be some areas in here that could get 25 to 30 inches of rain before it's all said and done. A very dangerous situation associated with that. Not just on the coast, but follow the track moving north through portions of central Alabama, Montgomery, up to North Georgia, the Atlanta metro area, and even to western portions of South Carolina. Could see some areas with 6 to 10 inches of rain. So that wind, saturated soil, that can cause some significant problems with trees falling and also get flooded roadways in these areas. Storm surge as well, the other big factor. Remember, the center is about here. So very slow movement, more time to pile that water into these areas. So the areas where the water pushes in, wherever the winds are, it piles that water up. That could be as far away as Lake Pontchartrain, and some big storm surge totals around Mobile Bay, back over towards portions of the Florida Panhandle. So we'll be keeping an eye on all the latest information on Hurricane Sally. We'll be watching it from right here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.